Teach Me to Code, episode 44. Hey everybody, and welcome back to the Teach Me to Code podcast. This is your host, Charles Max Wood, and this week we're going to be talking about, the life of a freelancer. Specifically, I think I'm going to entitle this one, Finding Balance, because that's really what this has been about for the last 3 or 4 months. So, I'm going to go into that. I'm going to talk about some of the challenges that I've had as a freelancer and things like that. But before we get started, I want to talk a little bit about our sponsors. We have NewRelic.com. New Relic RPM is the best application management tool out there. It really helps you identify some trouble spots by capturing response times. It breaks down requests, tells you where slowdowns occur. It tracks errors and exceptions, does all kinds of just useful stuff. You can compare it to last month or last week or all kinds of stuff. So go check them out at www.newrelic.com. Also, we are sponsored by Chargeify, and Chargeify is a tool that allows you to manage your charges and subscriptions. They have an easy API, and they do all the subscription stuff for you, so people sign up, and then after that, you don't have to worry about charging them every month or things like that. And it's a really just an awesome tool. So go check them out at Chargeify.com. And finally, there's a great company out there. It's called Intentional Excellence Productions. That's my company. I am a freelance Ruby on Rails, a Ruby developer. I'm also going to be learning some iPhone. So if you have some iPhone stuff you want to send my way, I would be interested in that. You can give me a call, 801-367-6164, or you can email me, Chuck, at teachmetocode.com. I'm available for programming, training, coaching, and code reviews. So, if you just need a second pair of eyes to look at something, you want to learn some Ruby on Rails, anything like that, give me a call and I'd love to help you out. Finally, I would really appreciate any feedback that you have. If you go to iTunes, you can leave me a review. And I would appreciate that. You just go to teachmetocode.com/podcast and click on the little iTunes icon, and it should pop open iTunes to our page, and you can just leave a review there. You can also call me at 801-753-8279, or you can email me, Chuck, at teachmetocode.com. And finally, you can find me on Twitter, twitter.com/CMAXW. That's CMAXW. My name's Charles Max Wood. So, I just put my first and last initial there like that. So, if that works out for you, then I really appreciate that. You can follow me, send me messages. I really try and respond to everybody on Twitter. So, I really do appreciate that. Now let's get into life as a freelancer here. I think as a freelancer, you should probably be spending the majority of your time actually working on client related work. I mean, I've spent anywhere from, 10 to 15 hours a week to, 40 or 45 hours a week doing client programming. It's really interesting trying to find that balance. I mean, the trick is that the clients pay the bills. And, so every hour you work for a client, you get paid. And the other thing is that, their business is really what's at stake. If you fail, you just go find another client. But if you fail, then they may fail. And so you bear some responsibility to your clients. So, not only do you have the responsibility of working enough hours to support yourself or your family, but you also have a responsibility to the client to help them succeed as best you can. And so, it's really hard sometimes where you see a deadline looming, you may spend more time than you actually have available working on that to make that happen. And so, there's some trade-offs that you have to make with that. The other thing is that along with freelancing, there's a lot of marketing and related stuff that you have to do, just to keep new clients coming in. So you may have some open source projects. You might have some websites that you've designed and put out there so people can go and see what you're capable of. You may be trying to learn new technologies and things like that. I have several projects that I've been working on. There's tweetburner.com that I had been working on. I actually finalized quitting that one yesterday, and the reason is just I just didn't have time for it, and there were some other things, some other reasons why I stopped on that one, but I'm not going to go into that, you know. But you know, that's another part of finding this time balance. You know, what am I going to spend my time on? You know, I'm working with a couple of local guys on an application. It's a Pomodoro timer, but it does so much more than that, because it actually collects the information and then reports back to you on how you're doing as far as spending your time, how often you get distracted, you know, things like that. So if you're using the tool properly, and it's not finished yet, so, you know, I'll probably announce when it's ready to go. But, you know, If you're using the tool properly, then it'll help you tell you how focused you are, and how often you get interrupted, how often you have to stop your Pomodoros, what kind of distractions they are, and then you can use that information to actually increase your efficiency. I'm also working on rubyfreelancers.com, and I've had Evan Mocknick, I hope I said that right, he's actually jumped in and been helping me with that, so we're going to put that out there, and you know, it should be a good resource for freelancers. It's kind of hard when you're a freelancer, because you have to sort through all the stuff for the full-time jobs and things like that, and you know, so it'd be nice if there was, you know, just a job board for freelance jobs and a place for people to collaborate and stuff. So I'm doing some things that I really believe in. I'm also working on learning how to program for the iPhone. So if you have any iPhone work, I'd appreciate it. But, you know, and then I have the podcast and the screencasts and the blog. And I have an open source project called Snapfire, which is based on Sinatra and MongoDB. And it's a blog engine. And so, I mean, there are all of these different things that are going on. And then, you know, I want to sleep, and I got sick, which is, you know, if you're wondering where I've been for the last 3 months, that's where I've been pretty much. Is I did all the family stuff for the holidays. I put in the time for my clients, and then I was sick, so the rest of the time I was just sleeping. I mean, that's all I really did, you know, was eat, work, sleep, and family stuff, and that was it. And so, you know, you have to find this balance, you know, you have to find balance between looking for new clients and putting stuff out there that people can find, and, you know, actually working for your clients, and then all of your personal stuff. And so, you know, what I've had to do is I've actually decided that I'm going to work out a plan so that I can spend more time doing the stuff that I want to do, and, you know, doing the things that I need to do. And so, basically, the plan is that I have carved off Thursdays as just a free day for me to do what I need to do. Now, it's not a completely free day, because I actually intend to record the podcast and the screencasts on Thursdays, and write my newsletter on Thursday, so they won't be coming out. Excuse me, they won't be coming out on Wednesdays anymore. They'll be coming out on Thursdays. Doing my blogging, you know, working on some of my projects and all of that stuff. Now, the other thing is I've been spending a lot, and I mean a lot of time working for my clients. And, you know, I haven't been able to spend the time doing all the other stuff that I really need to be doing, you know, such as bookkeeping and finding new clients and stuff. And so I've had several people recommend to me that I raise my rates. And what they've recommended that I raise my rates to, I actually feel like is a fair price for my work. I feel like I do good work, and I feel like it's actually more than fair. I almost feel like I ought to charge more than I'm going to be raising my rates to. But, you know, what that will do is it'll allow me to cut back on my hours a little bit so that I can spend more time putting out content like this. So then all I have to do is find clients, more clients, you know, to work for, because my projects are running out. I have one project that keeps coming up, but it... you know, it's little bugs here and there now. It's not full time, and I have another one that that is one day a week, and then my last one will probably end sometime at the end of this month or beginning of next month. So, you know, I do need to find more work, and I haven't been able to dedicate the time to it. So, you know, that's kind of my plan, is to do most of that stuff on Thursdays, you know, is run all that, and then work at least a few hours on the other end of things, you know, the projects that I have, and generate generate some residual income, some income from places that isn't client work, to kind of help offset that. And if I can do that, then what I'm looking to do is I'm actually looking to put out a couple more podcasts regarding programming, probably more focused on Ruby and Rails than this one is. And just things like that, so that I can contribute a little bit more to the community, because I really appreciate everything that the community has done for me, and for, you know, just helping me learn and all the great resources that are out there, and I want to kind of give back. So I'm not going to make any announcements. I might put I have a few ideas for podcasts, you know, everything from maybe doing one on agile development or doing one on JavaScript or jQuery. I've thought about doing, you know, just a quick 5-minute, you know, discussion on Ruby or Rails related topics, you know, just a little tip, you know, here's, if you want to do something like this, then you can do it this way, you know, kind of thing, or, you know, even, bring back the Rails Coach podcast and do that, and you know, really focus on Ruby and Rails and talk about, you know, some of the challenges with some of the ways that you do things and things like that. So I mean, I have a lot of different ideas. I also really want to start putting together videos on how to use some of the social networking sites out there, and I actually have a domain. I've been working on setting up the website, and I'm probably going to start recording those on Thursdays when I have time. And then when I have 5 or 6, I'll start actually publishing them. But, you know, just that kind of thing, you know, and, you know, maybe find another sponsor or two for the screencast or the podcast, you know, just to make it so that I can afford to take the time away from client work and put it into community work. Because the community work, it's kind of interesting. I really enjoy... I really enjoy both. I really enjoy helping the community, and I really enjoy programming, and I like working with clients. So, you know, it's kind of a dual thing. Ultimately, I think where I'd like to be producing both products that you purchase and free content about half of my time, and then be programming on my own projects the other half of the time, you know, things that people can use or, you know, maybe even pay for, but, you know, just so that I can support myself. And, you know, anyway, so that's kind of the plan, and it's going to start with these Thursdays. Now, doing this kind of stuff on Thursdays, you know, where I do the podcast and I do the screencasts and I write my blog posts and I write the newsletter, what that'll do is the newsletter will be coming out on Thursday, obviously. I'm still going to release the podcast on Tuesday. I'm just going to edit it down and set it up to release on Tuesday. The videos will come out on Friday. And then I'll probably write a few blog posts and set them to come out throughout the week. Hopefully I can get around to starting one or two of these other podcasts, and hopefully that'll help folks. But if you have any suggestions or have any ideas of things that you'd like to see from Teach Me to Code, you know, feel free to email me, chuck@teachmetocode.com. I might even be able to, you know, help you get involved, or, you know, co-host a podcast or something, you know, just something like that. But, you know, ultimately, I appreciate the feedback, but and getting back to, you know, finding balance as a freelancer, I think that's what it takes. Is I think you just have to sit down and plan things out, make sure that you know where you want to go, know what it's going to take, and then take the steps that are going to get you there. So, you know, that's what I'm doing. One other thing that I'm doing that I'm really hoping will help out with this is I put out a survey last year. Toward the end of last year, it was a few months ago, about what products or what kind of training people would really like to see. And overwhelmingly, people wanted to see a tutorial or, you know, lessons on Ruby on Rails, Rails 3 specifically. And I started looking into outlining that and things like that. And I ran across Michael Hartle's Rails tutorial. And I'm going to put up the interview that I did with him next week. But basically, he already has a product that is more or less what I was going to do. It's really well done, really clear. He's just an excellent teacher. And so rather than doing a Rails 3 product right away, I'm actually going to recommend that you go get his product. Now, before you go and jump off to his website, he's actually set up an affiliate link for me so that you can go through my website to his website and purchase his videos and stuff. And I would really appreciate that. If you like the podcast or like the screencast, then go and click on the affiliate link and get it that way. That would really help out. It would really help support the show. And so if you really like what we're doing here, then that's a good way to kind of give back to me and help me dedicate a little more time to this. Yeah, so go check him out, and we'll do the interview with him next week. And then I also have another interview, if you're interested in the freelance related stuff, with Evan Light, who is another Rails freelancer. He's from Maryland, and he's a super guy. He had some great recommendations, and I'm gonna really recommend that you listen to that one as well, and that'll come out in 2 or 3 weeks. And I think that's pretty much it. But this kind of borders on the New Year's resolution kind of thing. But really what it is it's just, as a freelancer, you have to have a plan. You have to make a plan. You have to know where you want to go. And that's really what I've been doing here. So I think I'm going to wrap this up. It's a little shorter than I usually have these. But, at the same time, it really represents my thoughts. And next week we'll be talking a little bit more about coding and a little less about what's going on in my life. But we'll go ahead and start wrapping this up. Go ahead and check out our sponsors, newrelic.com and chargeify.com. And again, I'd really appreciate the feedback. If you have any for the show, you can email me, chuck@teachmetocode.com. You can also go to teachmetocode.com/podcast and either leave comments on this episode, or you can click the iTunes icon, and if you click that, it'll take you into iTunes, and you can leave us a review, which I would really, really appreciate. Other than that, follow me on Twitter, cmaxw, and if you have any coaching or training needs, then feel free to give me a call, 801-367-6164. And finally, I'd just like to remind you that writing the code is the easy part.